The Eucharist, Mystery of Faith and Love. The sacrament of the Eucharist is the culmination of Christian initiation. It is also the summit of the entire supernatural life, for an individual person, for a community, and for the whole church. It is the sacrament of sacraments, the most important of all sacraments, because it contains God's grace, as do all the other sacraments, and also the author of grace, our Lord Jesus Christ. We know this not through our senses, but through faith, because God himself says it is so. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. These are the words of Jesus to his apostles during the Last Supper, when he entrusted to them the Eucharist as a gift of his infinite power and love. We firmly believe this, just like the apostles did. The Second Vatican Council recommends an even deeper piety and reverence towards the Eucharist when it teaches that the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life, and that taking part in the Eucharistic sacrifice, the faithful offer the divine victim to God and offer themselves along with it. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the life of the Church. The Eucharist is the heart of the Church. To emphasize this fact appropriately, Vatican II states, "The Most Blessed Eucharist contains the entire spiritual boon of the Church, that is, Christ himself. For this reason, the other sacraments, as well as with every ministry of the Church and every work of the apostolate, are tied together with the Eucharist and are directed toward it." Different names of this sacrament. The inexhaustible richness of the Eucharist is shown by the different names applied to it. Each one refers to some aspect of the content or to some circumstance of the moment of its institution. Eucharist, which means an act of thanksgiving to God. The Lord's Banquet, because it was instituted by Christ in the Last Supper on Holy Thursday. The Holy Sacrifice, because it makes present the only sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Communion, because we unite ourselves with the same Christ when we receive his body and his blood. Holy Mass, because when the faithful are dismissed at the end of Mass, they are sent, mission, to do God's will in ordinary life. The institution of the Eucharist. Jesus Christ instituted the Eucharist on Holy Thursday during the Last Supper. He had already announced to the disciples at Capernaum that he would give them his own body to eat and his own blood to drink. He had also prepared their faith with indisputable signs. The miracle at the wedding in Cana. He transformed water into wine, and the multiplication of loaves, both of which manifested the power of Jesus Christ. Thus, upon hearing in the Last Supper the words, "This is my body," they would have had the firm conviction that it happened exactly as Jesus said, just as water had been transformed into wine through his all-powerful word, and the loaves of bread multiplied until everybody had been satisfied. The liturgical celebration of the Eucharist. The apostles received a mission from the Lord: "Do this in memory of me." And the Church has not ceased to practice it in the liturgical celebration, which is not a mere commemoration, but the realization of the memorial of Christ, of his life, of his death, of his resurrection, and of his intercession with the Father, which is accomplished in the Eucharist. The broad outline of the celebration of the Eucharist had already been established by the middle of the 2nd century, according to the testimony of St. Justin the Martyr. It has remained unchanged up to our day. The Eucharist, unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of the cross. Jesus Christ offered to God the Father the sacrifice of his own life by dying on the cross. It was an authentic sacrifice with which he redeemed us from our sins, overcoming all the offences that men have committed or can commit in the future because of its infinite value. But even though the value of Christ's sacrifice on the cross was infinite and unique, the Lord wanted it to be perpetuated so as to apply the merits of the redemption. Thus, before dying, he consecrated bread and wine and commanded his apostles, "Do this in memory of me." In this way, he made them priests of the New Testament. With his power and in his name, they offer to God the daily visible sacrifice of the Church. Jesus Christ instituted the Eucharist not to perpetuate the Last Supper, but rather the sacrifice of the cross. Thus, the Eucharist is the unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of Calvary itself. Likewise, the Eucharist is the sacrifice of the Church, because being the body of Christ, she participates along with her head, who is Christ. Offered himself alone on Calvary, whereas in Holy Mass he does it through the priest. The victim is the same. Christ immolated himself on the cross in a bloody manner, whereas in Holy Mass he does so in an unbloody manner. The presence of Christ in the consecrated species of bread and wine, which contains separately his body and blood as distinct species, manifest in a mystical way the separation of the body and blood that took place on the cross. On the cross, Christ redeemed us from sin and won for us the merits of salvation. During the Mass, these merits are bestowed upon us. The finality or purpose of the Mass. The Mass has four aims: to worship God, to give him thanks, to make petitions to him, and to ask him to pardon our sins. We can unite our daily endeavours to the Mass and live with the same sentiments that Christ himself had on the cross. Resolutions for Christian life. Try to attend Holy Mass as often as you can, with a conscious, active, and fruitful participation. Unite your small daily sacrifices with Christ's sacrifice, renewed in the Eucharist.